News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Now, there is a recommendation that the government will introduce, or rather the government is planning to introduce, a new derelict property tax. This is across 107 cities and towns across the state. The idea being it will catalyse either repair or sale of properties that are currently lying vacant. Gavin Lawler is with us. He's president of the Irish Planning Institute. Gavin, there is a similar thing, as I understand it, for derelict sites, and it hasn't exactly been a roaring success in the local authorities' capacity to enforce it. Do we hold out more hope for derelict properties?
Good morning, Anton. Yeah, I think we do, hopefully, because, well, I suppose there's lots of lessons learned from the Derelict Sites Act and how it's been implemented and how it's worked. And, you know, a couple of the key issues are who owns the site. A lot of sites, are unfortunately subject to probate and haven't passed on properly or haven't been conveyed properly. There's issues in relation to what equates to derelict. You know, what's the definition of derelict? Is it vacant for 20 years? Does that constitute derelict? Does it have to have a roof, etc.? So there's lots of lessons learned. So I think anything that we do that can improve upon the current legislation is positive.
What is the answer to those questions that you raise around the issue of dereliction? Because I assume people will start putting lipstick on pigs to get around it.
Well, they will and they won't. You see, a lot of the challenge with derelict sites or vacant sites in town centres isn't just simply because people own the property and can't be bothered to repair it or do anything with it, or it's too expensive. It's other issues, and it's the other issues that we need to determine to unlock some of this. I mean, there's been a lot of work done on this by certain planning authorities around the country. Waterford have done Herculean work, Waterford County Council, in terms of setting up their own special purpose vehicle and bringing back derelict or vacant sites in the town centre, and it's made quite a significant difference to certain parts of the city.
Have we any sense of a quantum of the total number of derelict sites that this is likely to affect around the country, or derelict properties, I should say?
There are numbers bandied about, up to 60,000 properties that has been talked about. But there needs to be a proper survey, and there needs to be a proper agreement as to what constitutes derelict. And not, as you say, that people can then avoid and put lipstick on pigs, but rather so that we can actually go and determine what equals derelict. Same things we've had in terms of the RZLT, the Residentially Zoned Land Tax. There's a similar issue there in terms of how properties have been used and if they've been used for commercial purposes. But there's a very clear definition around that, and it's very difficult for people to get around that, if you get me.
Interesting text. I might get your response to Fianna Fáil closed urban regeneration tax reliefs in 2006, Fine Gael curtailed tax reliefs in 2014. Both caused the dereliction we see today. Would you accept that?
No. I think that's overly simplistic. The situation is much more complex than that. I mean, it's much easier to build, and it has been much easier to build greenfield rather than in brownfield. And what we need to do is support urban regeneration in town centres. That's happening now with a number of the grants that are available. And what you're seeing younger people do now is, instead of going out and buying a brand new house in a housing estate, they're choosing to buy the doer-upper in the town centre and take the grant and spend the money on getting the revitalising town centres. So I don't accept that, no.
Gavin, thanks for your time this morning. Gavin Lawler, President of the Irish Planning Institute.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.